It's just a test. You know, I'm so glad I heard a preacher, and I don't remember who, but I heard a preacher when I first started out for the Lord, and he said, just never forget, no matter what it is you go through, no matter how bad it gets, this is just a test. And he referred to those tests of the emergency broadcast system. He said, you ever been hit by something so hard your head just rings? If this had been an actual emergency. Yeah, that's right. I'll never forget that message because it stuck. And I thought every time I go through something, I'm thinking this is just a test. This is just temporary. I could live to be 115 years old. Compared to eternity, it's a blip on the map. It's just a test. And if you can have that perspective on life, you probably do better than I have. There have been times where I've failed the test. I've failed a few tests. There have been some trials come at me, and I just didn't handle it like Abraham. I just, you know, didn't handle it that way. There have been a few times where I handled it pretty good. And I was like, thank you, Lord, because I know it wasn't me. It's His Spirit, His Word working in me, the maturity that comes with faith in the Word of God. And then they also remember, take heed lest you fall, because I'll do really good. And then another test comes along, and I fall flat on my face again. We're all human. We're all going to fail. But we don't have to. See, I want to encourage you, if you've fallen, join the club. But the reality is we don't have to. If we just had enough faith in God's word and God's promises, then we would count it all joy when they happen. How you doing, Brother Jim? My Achilles heel's tearing me up. I feel it just hurts so bad. Praise the Lord. You know. Well, I'm not saying you necessarily have to act like that, but you ever known some people who do handle things like that? And you're like, you know, it seemed to work for them. He's not saying for you to pretend there's no pain, but you can still say, you know, with the Lord's help, I'll get through this. I'm trusting the Lord. I appreciate your prayer. You know, that's the real way to handle it and not come across as disingenuous. You know, if Jim actually looked at me and said, I'm loving this Achilles heel pain. This is great. I'm not going to say it, but I'm thinking you're full of baloney. But how many of you have an ache or pain? How many of you have trouble sleeping sometimes because of the aches or pains, you know? What do you do? Curse God and die? Hope not. Yeah, you deal with it. And you keep telling yourself, I'm telling you, take that advice. This is just a test. You'll get through it. And if you don't, you die and you're with the Lord. We can't lose. I mean, really, you can't lose. So patience doesn't come by osmosis or miraculous conception. I've actually heard preachers warn you, be careful praying for patience. But, you know, it's not a bad prayer. But the fact is if you want patience, you should want patience. But if you want patience, it's going to come through trial. Lord, give me patience. Boom. Ah, I will now be the most patient person who ever lived. It doesn't work like that. I don't know anybody who prayed and it just came down on them and boom, they were the most patient person in the world.
What? You might become a houseplant.
Botany jokes.
No, it's just a double meaning.
Yeah.
I like that.
Jenny?
I heard somebody explain it once. They say never pray for patience. But you might as well pray for patience because the Bible promises you're going to have tribulation.
Yeah.
So you may as well get the patience.
Yeah, and you're almost being superstitious by thinking because you're praying for it, God's laying it on you more. You know, it doesn't work that way. But what you can pray for is, Lord, help me to be patient when those trials come. Johnny?
Yeah, and what you said earlier on the, you know, we will fall, but we don't have to. And, of course, the other important point is when you do, you get up.
Yes.
You don't just curse God and die.
Amen. Well, that's what, go to Romans 5. Romans 5. We studied this on a Sunday morning many moons ago. Romans 5, very Familiar verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now read verses 3 through 5 with me. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh what?
Patience.
And patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It's a package deal. It's a package deal. You had tribulations, and that's what James is telling us. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience. That's maturity, the idea of maturity. But then it says, and experience hope. It's just a fact. The people who have the most hope are the people who have trusted God and let Him work in their lives, and they've seen Him work. And so when the next trial comes, they know He's going to take care of it in due time, and they're full of hope. People who have never been through anything have very little hope. It's like Jesus said about those who are forgiven the least, love the least. Well, those who have been gone through tribulation the least have the least amount of patience, the least amount of experience, and the least amount of hope. And so, again, we'll point this out every once in a while, that Paul and James teach a lot of the same stuff. It's just a matter of perspective that you can sometimes see a difference. But trial and tribulation produces patience in those who endure with faith in God's word. Amen? Here comes the hard part. Look at James again. 1:4. James 1:4 says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's the hard part. Because how many of us can say we've arrived? So that means there's still some work to be done. And God uses our trials to grow us. And as we acknowledge we're not there yet, guess what's coming?
More trials.
You live, you're going to have trials. Jack?
What is patience referred to with a feminine?
Why is it referred to the feminine?
Let patience have her perfect.
You know, it's just a manner of speaking. I don't know that there's any more significance than just like if he said, let patience have his perfect work. It's just a manner of speaking. I don't think it has anything to do with the female sex. You know, I have a fit, and I'm talking about my car, and I refer to my fit sometimes as her, but it doesn't mean anything significant about the sex. I mean, do any of you refer to your car as a he? Say, well, that's that bad boy. Yeah, I've known a couple guys I knew had cars, and they say that bad boy. It doesn't necessarily have any kind of bearing on the meaning of the text. Yeah.
I know wisdom also is a her.
Sophia. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
correct. Sophia in Hebrew.
Yeah.
And it's a feminine. You can go back and read the actual Hebrew linguists, and they'll tell you that it's just a manner of speaking and doesn't always have, unless the context suggests that. So, not a bad question, but it's just one of those language things. Doesn't have any bearing on the text directly. God uses our trials to grow us. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. We're going to be wrapping this up here. 1 Corinthians 10:13. How many of you are familiar with this?
Mm-hmm.
I told you you were going to pull up this verse.
It's a long one, but it's a great memory verse.
Learned it in Awana.
Oh yeah, Awana folks probably. Oh, I know. I remember.
I had
I once memorized it. I can't say I do that. Let's read it together. Verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And there you go. You don't ever face a trial and think, God has abandoned me. You never face a trial and think, this is too much. Now, how many of you felt that way? I mean, there's things that happen and you think, this is too much. But see, knowledge of God and God's word reminds you that it's not too much. God's not going to put too much on you. And he promises with the temptation also, he'll make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. And some of the, a couple of the worst trials I went through, I really felt so overloaded, and then boom. If I hadn't waited on God, I'd missed it. But because I just, one of my favorite sayings, keep on keeping on. And because you keep on keeping on, God makes a way. Again, how many have been there?
Martha mentioned this verse, Luke 21:19 says, in your patience possess ye your souls.
Amen. And by the way, this is a springboard. Go home and chew on this and look up your own verses. God will show you some things he didn't bring out in this Bible study through me. But enduring suffering and sacrifice by simple obedience to God's word produces patience. Enduring suffering and sacrifice by simple obedience to God's word. Yeah. Get past the typos and see the message. Produces patience. And it's sacrifice. Suffering. A lot of preachers are lying to people and telling them that it's not God's will for you to ever go through suffering. For you to ever have to sacrifice. You're being lied to. And I know it's not always pleasant to think of sacrifices and sufferings, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. Amen. One more, Romans 15. We'll be here on Sunday morning in the not too distant future. Romans 15. You said Joel Osteen, but you know, whole networks, that's all you hear. I mean, you go on some of these networks, it's all of them all teach that stuff. Romans 15, verse 3 says, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. Read verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. You don't have to learn everything through your own trial. You can learn a lot by reading about the other trials others experienced. That's what it's saying. These things are written so you could learn, and through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, have hope. You can actually grow in your patience by growing in the Word of God. Doesn't have to always be personal experience. You know, you can hit yourself on the head and experience that, or you can read about it. Which would you rather do? Amen. And that's what the Bible contains. A lot of life lessons you'll avoid if you read the Bible and understand what it's saying. So self-centeredness is self-defeating. Self-centeredness is self-defeating. No self-centered person ever acquired patience. The self-centered person is just always about me, poor me, I'm this, I'm that, poor me. They're never learning, never growing, and always remaining right there where they are and never able to deal with life. And if you are inward turned, you can't be upward turned. Amen. The Christian is supposed to be that way. You're supposed to be looking unto God, to Jesus, the all. You can't be doing that if you're turned inward and self-centered. Self-centeredness is just a contradiction of biblical Christianity. And that is scary whenever, like I said, most of what's being preached today is self-centeredness. It's just amazing. So consider the irony then. When do we know we have acquired patience? We go back to the first words of verse 2 in James chapter 1, verse 2. I get there, I'll join you. Look at that. The first words of verse 2 are, "My brethren, count it all joy." We'll know when we have actually acquired patience, when we can face trial and count it all joy. And I kind of sometimes land, you know, kind of going that direction, not quite where I ought to be. It's like when Jenny and I were out on the street one time and these guys tried to run us over with the car. The protector of my wife wanted to kill somebody. And then I immediately saw she's okay. And I thought, hey, you know, Jesus said you're blessed when people try to run over you. Blessed when you, yeah, it's just paraphrasing, but he said when people persecute you, they hate you, you're blessed. And so I just kind of turned all of a sudden, had this joy. I don't always have that. But if I really mature as far as I would like to and God would like for me to, that's the way I'd just respond. Joy. Amen?
Amen?
That's what it says. My brethren, count it all joy. And I can only say that I get it right some of the time. Amen. John Wesley said, "My brethren, count it all joy, which is the highest degree of patience and contains all the rest." When you can count it joy when you go through trial. You might want to write that down. It's not something any of us probably feel like we've mastered, but that's the goal. Aim high, amen? It's not about arriving, it's about striving. We all know this side of heaven we're never going to be perfect in the sense of Jesus perfect. But we can be perfect in the sense of Bible completeness, and if we're not, it's only our fault. It's not about arriving, but about striving. And I said I was going to close, but I'm going to go ahead and read this. I put this in last minute. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Very familiar to most of us. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Read verse 14. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That should be our attitude about all these things, about trials and patience and growth and all that. And that's where we'll pick up next time. So if you would, we'll have you stand. If you can.
The Lord bless thee.
The Lord bless thee.
And keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make His face shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee.
The Lord bless thee.
And keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make His face shine upon thee. And be gracious unto thee. And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up.
The Lord lift up.
His countenance. The Lord bless thee.
The Lord bless thee.
And keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make His face shine upon thee. Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I gain. trusting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God, standing in his hands, standing on the promises of God.